Don't you go out in the rain. Don't go out in the pouring rain. Count me down.
3, 2, 1.
And welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Curly Charlesworth, and my brother, Scott Charlesworth. Yeah. Scott, how you feeling after that movie?
I'm feeling pretty good. This is the second take of this pod episode.
What do you mean? We don't reveal that to the listeners.
Oh, we've done it every other time we've done this.
I was kidding. Yeah, we just did 11 minutes of straight fire, but Scott was like, you know what? Because there was like a whole 10-second silence where we just both stared at each other and didn't do anything, maybe we should cut.
It was comedy gold until I ruined it.
No, I didn't say anything either. I'm going to take 10% of responsibility
10% there. 10% of your power.
You took 10% of my power. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, you got any tales for me? Because last time we were talking about Nazi salutes, but that was in the 11 minutes that we cut.
Yeah.
Not because it was offensive, just because it was a bit dry.
Yeah, that's true. Well, actually, you know what? I do have a story for you.
What have you got a tale for, man?
You know what? I never have tales, and now I do have a tale.
Now you got a little tale to segue us in.
It's not even a good tale. It's like this. Just the other day, I went to see my mate, and I was driving through this area, and I was like, oh, man. Usually when you're driving through this area, it's like it throws surprises at you. Usually see some characters on the streets. Usually see some goofy looking people. Well,
through the roof.
I was surprised that I hadn't seen anybody yet. I hadn't been entertained. And as soon as I had that thought, I drive around the corner of this suburban street. I see this man, shirt off, massive belly just hanging out in the wind with a bicycle helmet mowing the lawn. It was the fucking best thing I have ever seen, and it made my day. It made my day.
Safety first.
Yeah, you never know if you'll fall over and you need some protection.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's going to protect his face when the mower blades hit his nose.
That's almost... Wait, did he have like earmuffs on or...
No, he had nothing else on except for a pair of shorts and a bicycle helmet. And it was one of those foam ones, so you know it was extra safe.
So the one thing that probably could prove as a WHS thing...
Yeah.
The sound damage to your ears, you know?
Yeah.
Hearing damage. But no, no ear protection.
No.
Just a helmet.
No, but he was that powerful that he didn't need to protect his ears.
Wow.
I say hats off to him or helmets off.
Wow, and shirts off.
I'll drink to that.
You drink to that? Well, instead of riding mowers, people rode horses in the movie that we watched.
Oh,
Segway.
Oh, it was a push mower, I got to clarify.
Ah, well, instead of pushing horses, these people were pushing daisies. Yeah, that's right. In Knight Riders of Montana. Fuck you looking at your handful.
Sorry, I felt a bit of moisture, but that was definitely me.
Anyway, Knight Riders of Montana, that's the movie we watched, 1951, last 11 minutes that we cut because we ain't putting that to air anymore. We said,
what?
This
first
is
Western?
First Western.
What?
What? Tell me about that, Scott.
Oh, well, you decided to pick a Western and we watched it. That's basically it.
You goddamn right. You goddamn right.
And I'm very happy that you did because we have been talking about watching a Western for a long time.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have. For like a straight year, mate.
I just gaslit you.
Ah, shit.
Oh, manipulated boy.
I feel bullied.
We did. We watched a Western, 1951, episode 55. Holy balls, synop me.
I will synop you.
Yeah, give me a synopsis, bro. Tell me about this movie.
Well,
so I certainly don't know anything about it.
Well, I will tell you, State Ranger Rocky Lane becomes involved in a mystery surrounding a gang of horse rustlers and a young rancher who is blamed falsely for a killing. Lane helps uncover the real killers and unmasks the ringleader of the rustlers.
Ooh.
Don't spoil it, who the ringleader was.
I won't. Now, I feel like Rocky Lane... we're a bit naive. We're two young boys, okay?
We are,
but back in the 50s, Rocky Lane was like The Rock.
He was
The Rock.
No,
he was
I will tell you,
hot action star.
He was a hot action star.
Maybe,
and I'll tell
Bruce
you
Willis.
What he really was like. He was like a He was like a John Wick of the Wild West. That's what I'd say.
Or
nothing beat him, man.
Maybe a Mr. Beast of the Wild West. Because you can't stop him.
Now, you actually, no, that's a good comparison there. Well done.
Thank you very much.
But I tell you why I say John Wick.
Okay.
Because he took those punches like a badass man, and he just got back up and just kept on giving. He took as much as he could give.
Would you say
as much as he could take?
The Keanu Reeves of his time, or just the John Wick?
Maybe he's a bit more of a Jason Statham.
He's a John Wick, because he's got his horse, which is like John Wick's dog.
Oh, true, yeah.
Think about it.
Blackjack the horse. His trusty steed.
Some of his films. All these films in the 50s, but we'll get to that.
I think that's awesome, man.
That's a little sneak peek for
what
the trivia.
What is Rocky Lane's real name?
Alan.
Goes from Rocky Lane to Alan.
Well, it's Alan. What is it?
Oh, you want me to get the Google?
What are those things?
What things? You're just waving your hand in the air.
Okay, it's not a comma. It's up in the air.
Apostrophe.
Yeah.
Alan.
Quotation mark. That's the one.
Oh, Alan.
Yeah. No, Alan's not in quotation.
Alan.
It's Alan, quotation mark, Rocky, quotation mark, Lane.
Wait, so his real name is actually Alan Lane?
Alan Lane.
And his name is that in the movie?
His nickname is Rocky.
Whoa. Oh, they used to do that in movies back then, didn't they?
I forgot what a quotation mark is, and we're moving on. I can't believe that.
You're fucked, man.
Oh, I'm fucked. Yeah.
Is that his real name? Alan Lane.
Yeah. Like The Rock. Dwayne, quotation mark, The Rock Johnson.
No, but I'm saying, like, this is the actor's real name, right?
Yeah, and he goes by his real name in the movie because he's just that good.
It's fucking so good.
He doesn't
give
a shit, man.
I love it.
His name is Alan Lane.
That is a bit of a trend for older movies, though. You do have, like, the star plays themselves. Like, you could even say it for Seinfeld.
Yeah, whereas, like, Seinfeld. The sheriff wasn't going by his actual name, Chubby Johnson.
That's not his real name.
I shit you not.
Chubby Johnson.
The sheriff... From this film, it's called Chubby Johnson.
I need to fact check this right now.
I reckon he had a Chubby Johnson down there as well.
He had a chode.
Who the fuck names their kid Chubby Johnson? Go fact check this shit.
You know what? My Google is not being good.
Yeah, I'll fact check it. You Phil. You throw us on to the next point.
Yeah, I'll feel dumb for you. Before that audio snippet was clipped, the 11 minutes that we did, we commented on the clarity of the dialogue in this.
Mm.
It was really good. Like, everything was really easy to understand. And I feel like when there is... Like, this is self-explanatory. When there is good audio in a film, it just strengthens the plot further.
Absolutely.
And I would take my hat off to them, the creators. My sheriff hat, my cowboy hat. They did a good job in providing a lot of clarity with the dialogue, and that just it strengthened what the whole story was happening, because there was a bit of complexity to this plot as well.
Well, it strengthened that 50s sound for me as well.
Yeah,
because I love that 50s sound.
It's classic, isn't it? Just like that bit of a sort of thing.
It is a bit like that.
It is. It's totally. That was really accurate.
Also, the sound effects in this were very good.
Yeah.
I love that classic gunshot, the bullet deflecting off something.
Yeah.
Pew!
Oh, yeah.
That's the best.
And it just gets the spices going in your balls, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It really does.
Bit of turmeric for me.
Yeah. A bit of allspice for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A bit of allspice for you.
Allspice, yeah.
Wow, okay. Yeah, no, definitely turmeric balls for me. But when that deflected, they threw like three of those deflecting sound effects in one fight.
I loved the sound effects all through all the brawl scenes and stuff as well. Just everything just smashing, and just the whole thing was just an action-packed sort of fiesta of Atmos.
Yes.
It was great. And SFX, it was awesome.
Just quickly derailing.
I love that.
I just have a confirmation that, yes, Sheriff Skeeter was called Chubby Johnson. That is his real name.
Holy moly.
Chubby Johnson, born in 1903, passed away in 1974.
R.I.P., man.
Wow.
R.I.P. to the Chub.
His real name was Charles. Charles Randolph Chubby Johnson.
Chubby Dick. He was a good dude.
Fucking Chubby Johnson. You know, a lot of people did a lot of films. If you're an actor back then, you just get, they sign you up for 100 films or something.
Yeah.
Wild shit.
Wow. You could say that they were bloody workhorses.
How'd you go with the black and white?
I loved it. Yeah? There's no issue with black and white, man. I think it's a great aesthetic, and people that have issues with that shouldn't.
Well, some people do have issues, don't they?
Some people do have issues, but I think, you know, it's a great aesthetic. You know, it takes you back to the time. I think just because we're so exposed to having, you know, like these high contrast colors and stuff in modern cinema, people just aren't used to having the black and white.
Yeah.
Cinema. Yeah. And they instantly see it and go, like some people, not everyone, oh, it's old, it's boring.
Exactly.
Sort of thing. Like, you can't just judge it like a book by its cover. I don't know. It's great. I have no issue with that at all. No.
And don't get me
wrong.
I
wasn't even going to bring that up.
Don't get me wrong. There are plenty of boring older films as well.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But there's also plenty of boring new films.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just because it's colourless doesn't mean that it's shit.
No, of course not.
And this is a prime example.
Of course not. That,
you know?
Yeah.
I thought it was good. The only time I thought that it was a little bit silly,
oh,
the black and white, was when it was nighttime, but I could clearly tell it was day.
Now, yes. Okay, so this is a thing that is very prevalent in a lot of Western films. I have actually watched a couple of video essays on YouTube about this.
Oh, there you go.
I can't credit who they were to because I can't remember the YouTubers or whatever.
Mr. Beast or someone.
Probably. Yeah, probably Mr. Beast. But yeah, it is a thing, like the day-night look. It's very hard to create good nighttime light, especially when you're shooting in the day.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is fine, you know, I don't
but think... I think, like, the beauty of having it in black and white as well is it makes it more ambiguous to if it is moonlight or not. I mean, it's obvious that it's not. But it's almost quite stylized and theatrical.
Oh, yeah.
And it serves the movie well, even though it's not realistic.
Mm.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say it's
a problem. I understand where you're coming from, though.
For me, it's not an issue.
No.
It's just something that I want to point out, just observe, you know, and say, I saw that.
Speaking of issues, then.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Do you want to go down the issue road? Do you have any issues with this film?
Not particularly, but...
No?
Yeah, go.
Well, I would have liked to have seen more of Julie.
Oh, yeah.
That character. I know she was a very side sort of character. Her purpose was basically just to put a message in a hollow of a tree. But I feel like she was kind of just shushed off screen by the end of, you know, what she needed to do and, you know, didn't appear again.
Yeah, right.
Like, towards the end of the plot, you would have thought that she was going to come into the finale and kind of go, oh my God, I'm so happy you're safe, Steve.
She wasn't there.
I don't think she was, right?
Yeah, she was in the sheriff's office at the end.
Am I just tripping?
Yeah, and she said, thank you, and they were trying to offer the horse to Rocky Lane at the end.
Oh, and then he's like, no, I've got Blackjack.
I've got Blackjack.
Oh, my God. So this whole point of me criticizing is for nothing.
Well,
I didn't pay attention to seeing Julie in that scene.
Yeah, you're just all about the men.
Yeah.
You love looking at men.
Love looking at men ride horses.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Not for me.
Well, okay. Well, you know what? You've called me out, and bloody hell, I'll take that point back.
What do you think of the villain, the Mr. Gunsmith?
I thought he was great.
Yeah?
And I have to say, genuinely gave me a little twist. Twisted my ankles, twisted my wrists. I did not expect him to be the villain.
Twisted your allspice balls.
I did, yeah, totally.
Yeah? That was a bit of a surprise when they revealed it at the start.
Yeah, but like I liked it though.
Yeah.
Because it was just unexpected. His old mate that he grew up with, and it's like turns out to be one of the rustlers, one of the hustling rustlers. What did you like about Roger, the villain?
I liked that he was an OG gaslighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was. He was a good manipulator.
Yeah, he was.
Let's go through everything he did.
Okay.
Of all his manipulation, because he did a lot of manipulation.
Oh my god, he was master manipulator.
First off, I know everyone who's listening to this has probably watched the film, or at least we suggest, because otherwise you're going to be very confused.
Yeah, this is true.
But his main goal throughout the whole thing was to steal a shit ton of horses. He'd already been stealing a few, but didn't get the numbers up.
He didn't. He wanted the mother load, man. He wanted all of the ranchers to bring their horses in one spot and steal them at the same time.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Yep.
So his main goal was to use this bloke, Steve, and get it through him.
To get the knowledge through him, yeah.
He already saw that everyone was a bit against Steve because he didn't want to give up his horses.
He used that as his tool and manipulated Steve and manipulated the town.
All right, so let's go from there.
Okay, yeah.
First thing he did, he manipulated Steve.
Oh, yeah, he did.
To talk to the dad originally and say, all right, I'm going to give my horses off, and then they were going to shoot the dad and then find out from there.
Well, I think those guys, they were just eavesdropping, weren't they, trying to find out the location?
Oh, right. But why would they just suddenly shoot him?
Because they got spotted. They got spotted in the bushes by Jim's dad.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We're just going to call him Jim's dad.
Fuck, I missed that bit as well.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So he's like, there's somebody in the bushes. And then they're like, oh, fuck. And they just got their rifles out and just gunned him down.
That's why they were listening to Steve to begin with, because they knew that old mate would have told Steve the location.
Hell yeah.
And they could have heard it from the bushes.
Hell yeah.
Just three men in the bushes.
Three men doing some crazy eavesdropping in the bush.
Fuck, that's so hot.
There's some good stuff in this plot, man.
Good plot.
Some good plot.
Then he manipulated him and said, hey, you know what? We're going to kidnap you, sorta.
Yeah.
And then the whole town thinks that you killed the dad.
Yeah.
Why don't you work with us?
But, like, he manipulated Julie as well.
Yep, into making him try and, like, give the location.
Give the location.
Julie figuring out, then giving it to him.
Manipulated Jim.
Yeah.
Set him on the path of trying to take the sheriff down.
Yeah.
Oh, not the sheriff, the ranger.
Yeah.
Man.
Rocky Lane. He was a mad manipulator.
Roger, he had his fingers in all the pies.
He manipulated everyone.
Yeah. It's quite complex.
Yeah.
Quite a complex villain. And I would say it was a very satisfying resolution to the end of the story too, when, you know, you thought he was just that sneaky wolf on the outside of the pack that was going to attack at the end, you know, like in the gun shop brawl. I'm jumping a little bit here.
No, which gun shop brawl?
In the gunsmith shop.
Oh, right at the end, the final conflict.
When the final conflict happened, Roger, he was going to be the sneaky wolf outside of the pack that was going to attack from behind. Man, it was just, you felt the resolution when he got shot. Like, it was like, man.
An epic quick
draw. You deserve that, dude.
From a boy, Rocky Lane.
Rocky Lane came through the action star.
Incredible. So good.
That hottest man alive.
Back in the 50s.
Back in the 50s.
He's my Mr. Beast. God. If only he could look like Mr. Beast, though.
Yeah.
Have those epic looks.
Oh, God.
God, a boy can dream. A boy can dream. No, that end fight was incredible. Oh, what would you find better? Because there was two main fisticuffs in this film.
Yes.
Okay. There was the one in Julie's house.
Yeah.
When they were the sheriff and Rocky Lane tried to find Steve.
Yeah.
Because he was hiding.
It was a good
one.
He
was trying to get the location off Julie.
Oh, yeah.
Or the end fight.
Okay. Why I say Julie's house fight scene is better.
Okay.
Is because Rocky Lane did that full-on fucking roll on the floor, whipped his gun out, and shot a man while he was on the floor.
Oh, he did too.
Yeah.
Right at the end when he that was sick.
That was in Julie's house, right?
That was in Julie's house.
I'm not just freaking out.
Steve ran off with the Rangers again.
Yeah,
it was. Because Steve ran off with the Rangers again and they were held at gunpoint.
Yeah.
And then the other bloke went to get their horses and then he had the fisticuffs with that one bloke.
Got his gun out on the floor and boom!
Shot him, and then the sheriff shot the other bloke as he was trying to come into the house.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, my favourite fisticuffs was the end fisticuffs.
You love the gunsmith shop.
Yeah, because tables were getting smashed, chairs were getting smashed over people's heads.
Well, there were some good stunts in that fisticuff too.
Yep, the bloke, the other outlaw, tumbled across the cabinet.
He would have gotten some splinters in his back.
Splinter in his ass.
Splinter, asshole splinters.
Doesn't matter, he's dead. Oh no, he just probably got knocked out.
Some wood in his ass.
Got punched in the head 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So did Rocky Lane.
Fuck.
That's the difference between him and The Rock. He takes hits.
Actors were just built different back then, man. Oh, I don't even know if they were stunt people.
No, it wasn't.
It looked like it was them.
Yeah, I think it was.
At least it, even if it was stunt people, you couldn't tell.
At least riding the horse, it was. It had to be them.
Had to be.
Had to be them.
Yeah. Oh, what about that stunt when Rocky Lane came out of the barn and he was getting shot, hanging off the side of the horse and just fucking jumps off behind The Rock?
Dude. I will say the
guy. He's like an old school Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably the only action bits that were lacking a little bit, I guess, were the gunfights.
Yeah, I guess so.
But, you know, at the same time,
still pretty good.
I feel like that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do in a gunfight?
You're going to hide behind a rock
and you're going to peer out and shoot.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to be jumping around and fucking shooting everybody. It was realistic. It was good.
It was semi-realistic.
It was the most realistic thing I've ever seen.
Ever. Your entire life. And got another little criticism. I would say the only thing that I kind of dropped out a little bit was when people got shot.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's very comical.
Yeah.
You know, like they and just like touching their tits and rolling
just fall
on the floor.
Over. Yeah. Yeah. No,
like,
that was
instantly they get shot in the stomach and they're just dead.
Mm. Yeah. And there's no blood.
No blood. Oh, yeah. No blood. I even took that. Like, they were consistent with that, so I was like, oh, okay, it's just a stylized thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, they didn't want to show blood.
Mm.
But it works.
Yeah, they were very slow to fall down.
They were. Every single death was very slow to fall down.
I didn't like how convenient it was when Rocky Lane just found out that the guy's horse, at the Rangers bit.
Yeah.
So when he's in the sheriff's office and he just looks at the horse and goes, oh, that's got to be one of those outlaw's horses, I reckon. I can just tell by the look of it.
Okay. But, well, I got to say, though, he did look at the guy first and he was like, I feel like I've seen you before. And then he looked at the horse and he's like, I've definitely seen that horse before. Although that he would have come across a lot of horses, so I understand where you're coming from.
But in
it
his
is
defense,
a bit convenient. Yeah.
In his defense, I also wouldn't put it past him. Like, he knows his horses.
He knows his horses.
He knows his
way around a bronco.
Yeah, exactly.
Around a bloody
right.
steed.
Yeah, exactly. He looks at those leg muscles and goes,
it's fucking Rocky Lane that we're talking about here. The man himself.
It is Rocky Lane.
He's unbeatable.
I'm nearly done with my points.
Yeah.
It was an only an hour film, so I don't have heaps to say.
Yeah. I mean, like, there was a couple of other cool plot twists. I think when Steve was framed for killing Jim's father.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was good.
Like, the whole main point of the story. The way that was done, I was like, man, I didn't think that this hole was going to get dug any deeper.
Yeah, bro just had the whole town just gunning for him.
There were people with nooses. There were people with guns running around trying to get him.
People with horses.
People with horses.
Rocky Lanes.
There was multiple Rocky Lanes.
And lots of fisticuffs.
Lots of fisticuffs.
Yeah, no, that was lots pretty of, dark for him.
It was, yeah. Honestly, it's a solid film, and it's just perfectly timed. Like, an hour is perfect for it.
It's perfect. The whole film is perfect.
Whole perfect, not a flaw at all.
Oh, yes. I loved as well the sheriff being stealth and tripping over.
Oh, he's like, the people that made stairs.
Yeah, that was great.
And he just, like, clocks himself into his massive stool.
Did you like the ending? With the whole fidget toy thing and they like undid it.
I thought it was funny as.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
That's about it for me, honestly.
Yeah.
Are you done?
I don't think I have anything else in my points. It's just a solid movie. I honestly would recommend this to anyone that wants to get into Westerns or is a little bit apprehensive of watching them because they're like, not really my style of movie.
Yeah.
There are bad Westerns out here, but this is not one of them. This is a good one.
Knights of Montana on YouTube. We watched it for free.
No, you said Knights of Montana. It's
Knight Riders of Montana.
There we go.
On YouTube. We watched it for free. Would definitely recommend.
Shout out Nevada Jane.
Yeah.
We watched it on her channel.
On her channel, no ads.
Yeah. Very good.
Trivia time.
Oh, yeah. Hit me with a bit of trivia, mate.
When Rocky and the Sheriff visit Steve and Julie Bauer's ranch, an old sign from Rustlers on Horseback, favorite film, is seen showing in the on the set.
Oh, so it's a little Easter egg to Rustlers on Horseback.
Editorial slip. It wasn't meant to be in there because they used the same set from another Western.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they would do.
But that was the only trivia that IMDb had.
Are you serious?
That's all they had.
Wow.
So I had to go digging and find some other stuff.
Oh, I'm interested in what you found.
So instead of Knight Riders of Montana trivia, we got some Rocky Lane trivia.
Oh, sick. Actual.
Rocky Lane appeared in more than 125 films and TV shows in his career.
Wow.
From 1929 to 1966.
Jesus. What a... Now, he is a workhorse, I say.
That's only around 30 years.
What?
30-something years, and he's done that many films.
125?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. That is some work ethic right there.
That's nuts. Most of them were just westerns as well. Just get really bored, probably.
So he just plays himself in all of them.
Probably would have hated it. Anyway.
Honestly, I mean, he probably wouldn't have even made that much money as well.
Nah, probably not. Probably good at riding a horse, though.
Yeah.
Lots of practice.
I bet you those glutes, man.
Tight.
Iron. All right, hit us with another Rocky.
Between 1947 and 1953, he made over 30 B-movie westerns as Rocky Lane with his faithful horse, Blackjack.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So good.
One of over 30 this movie is. So
maybe we should have a Rocky Lane marathon one night.
Oh, God, yeah. Maybe. So he was called Rocky Lane in over 30 films as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, right.
With his horse, Blackjack, yeah.
I wonder if it's a Rocky Lane cinematic universe, if you could, like, connect the dots and it's all these different parts of America that he goes to. And he's just this ranger across America that just goes and saves everyone.
Probably could, honestly.
Yeah.
Probably be a Rocky Lane cinematic universe, technically. But they're all standalone films, but I guess you could connect them all.
We need really a film theory on this.
Yeah. Let's call our boy MatPat.
Yeah.
All right, letterbox time.
Oh, you know it. Hit me with the boxes of letters.
There wasn't many reviews. I could only find 4.
Yeah.
Hot Sake says, short and simple. It's entertaining for what it is and gets bonus points for not featuring a comedy sidekick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Mm.
The Sheriff could have been that person, but I feel like it was good that he was toned down. It was more of a gritty film.
Yeah, and he was smart as well.
Yeah, it wasn't like a, ooh, dumb,
bumbling idiot sort of thing.
Yeah, like you, it was good. Yeah. No, that's a good review.
Yeah. 2 stars they gave it.
Oh. Two stars?
I know, it's very harsh.
That's weird, man. They give like a solid review and they go, nah, you're shit.
Mm.
I don't understand it.
Pung Q says, pretty good for an Alan Rocky Lane Western. Pure B Western at heart, but within that formula does a good job of keeping the action alive.
Yeah, I would say so. The action is what probably hooked me in the most about this film.
Yeah.
Like, the plot was awesome, but if it didn't have those awesome action scenes in there as well, it wouldn't have been as good.
2 stars.
2 stars again? See, that's confusing, man, because I would put this up against some other movies that I really like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Beansauce says, I literally just shat myself last night and smeared that stank on my nuts.
That was you.
No, that was Beansauce. 3 stars. So,
what the fuck was that?
What?
That was you. That was your review.
That
right?
Wasn't me. I got that off Letterboxd from Beansauce. Beansauce said, anyway,
you read it.
Yeah, you heard what I said. What? It wasn't me. Fuck off. Score time?
I guess so.
Wow.
I mean, like, it has come to that part of the podcast, hasn't it?
Let's skip it. I'm done.
No scores for this movie this week.
18 out of 10 for me. No, who's going first? Is it me?
I actually want you to go first this time.
I'm giving this 6.9 nugs out of 10.
What?
6.9 nugs out of 10.
You can do that?
Which you can round to 7. Whoa.
I thought you were changing the rules then. I thought you were changing it to point. So it is a 7.
You're I guess 7. So. But I'm saying 6.9, but you can make your mind.
7 out of 10 nugs for Ben right wow. there. Oh, wow, what a score. You know what? I'm going to do you one better. I thoroughly enjoyed this film. And for someone that hasn't watched a lot of Westerns, this is such a good little jump into that world. I'm a 7.5 nugs out of 10.
Whoa!
I know. Coming in hot. Very nice.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these three things.
Number one.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number two.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number three.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.